every one of them, what they are holding on to is something William Branham spoke. If you meet every one of them, they will open a message William Branham preached and give you a quote and say, is this not what the prophet said? That is what they are holding on to. Amen. There are elder message churches that you cannot hear, thus said the Lord, from a gifted brother or sister. They will pack you and throw you outside. He said, only William Branham has thus said the Lord. No man, nobody else has thus said the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me 5 minutes to explain who they are. Go to Matthew chapter 3. Then, there's a number on the screen, and you can call me. For those of you who are watching. Now, listen. There is a prophecy in the Bible that John the Baptist gave. And that prophecy was fulfilled only in the ministry of William Branham. Praise the Lord. Chapter 3, Matthew, verses 11 and verse 12. John the Baptist concerning Jesus Christ. This is what he had to say. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Verse 12 is my emphasis. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his flock and gather his wheat into the gather, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Amen. Now, that verse 12 is my emphasis. His fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge the floor. Now, he's taking them back to the farm, where you go to harvest wheat, for instance. When you're harvesting wheat, you know, it comes together with chaff. Okay? Now, when you gather them, you normally take them to the threshing floor. Maybe some piece of rock in the farm, a place prepared for it, gather there. Then you want to remove the chaff from the wheat. You know, the wheat is heavier than the chaff. Am I correct? The chaff. Now, the real seed is heavier than the chaff that covers it. You have to separate the chaff from the wheat. So what they do is, they get a piece of cloth, and maybe four people holding it in the four sides, and then they look at the direction of the wind, where the wind is blowing, they position themselves. Then another person stands where the wheat is packed. Then he puts a shovel maybe or something and throws it up. Then those people now create the wind with that cloth and do it, boom, and blow the wind. Now the chaff will normally blow with the wind, tower. And then the only thing that falls back there is the wheat. Praise the Lord. Of all the seven church age messengers, only William Branham spoke concerning every major doctrine that he taught. Every major thing that he spoke them two separate different things, opposite things. Take for instance, amen. Let me give you one or two examples so that you understand what I mean. Concerning the 70 weeks of Daniel, when the Holy Ghost gave him that revelation and he tore it down, he said, after the rapture, it will remain 7 years. In another place, he was teaching again. He said, after the rapture, it will remain
3.5 years for the Jews
before the millennium will start. Here he said 7 years. Another place he said 3.5 years. I read the question they asked him during question and answer. He said, Brother Abraham, did you say it remained 1 week for the Jews before the millennium, after the rapture? I heard him say, no, half a week, 3.5 years left. And people have picked that and made a doctrine out of it. Amen. There was another teaching that he taught where he said that God's original plan for reproduction would have been that Adam, like the angel spoke to Mary, and the word he spoke became flesh. He said Adam would have spoken to Eve, and the baby will form in her womb, and that is how we'll have been reproducing. In another place again, he said that God, for the purpose of recreation, that is why he gave us the reproductive organs. That's why he gave Adam the reproductive organs. So, which one are we to take now? He left it there. Praise the Lord. The same William Branham said, there is one coming after me. At the end, again he said, I am the voice of God to this generation. Say, after me, there will be none else because the age closes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 4, where Apostle Paul was talking about how they will come into the unity of the faith and not to be tossed up and down by the, you know, wind, by every wind of doctrine. A doctrine is a wind that blows people off. And William Branham, to save himself, he said, anything you hear me say that is contrary to the Bible, he said, you drop my own and hold to that of the Bible. You see how he balanced it? The ministry of William Branham is the seventh parable in Matthew chapter 13. The parable of the fishing net. That is this age. Where he gathered all manner of people. But it is brought to the shore. And then sorting out begins. Everybody has to go the way it is written of him. It is only in this message that everybody that comes has something to hold on to. Somebody has something to hold on to. Praise the Lord. But I thank God. Amen. The evidence that you are in the message. What is the message? First, the message is come back to the Bible. That is, be guided by the Bible and do nothing contrary to the Bible. Amen. Then he went into mysteries. And every mystery that he revealed was to give you reason to take your eternal destination more seriously. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there are mysteries that were reserved, not because it is William Branham, but because this is the right time for such mysteries to be revealed. And he has to use a man to reveal them. The serpent seed doctrine, the seven church ages, the revelation of the seals, and the revelation of the anointed ones at the end time. The evidence of the Holy Ghost, which the Pentecostals had covered. Praise the Lord. And what true water baptism was. How we should be restored to correct water baptism. A correct church order. Where he places the woman where the Bible places her. The woman cannot pastor a church. It's in the Bible. Where he begins to point us back to holiness, without which no one can see God. And begin to tell the women, you cannot wear trousers as a Christian woman. And begin to, every aspect of life, begin to call us back again. And above all, let us back to the emphasis of the book of life for you to know the meaning of elect. Praise the Lord. And then that once you are saved, forever you are saved. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is, you know, we are where we are today by God's grace through that ministry. Praise the Lord. And we enter Mercy Believers. Brother Abraham made a statement, the evidence of the Holy Ghost in every age is that you are able to receive the message of your day. And people think that because you say, I believe the ministry of William Branham, it means you have the Holy Ghost. No, it's more than that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, a lot of you here, you don't know how blessed you are that you came across this message through a ministry like this. We have refused to go fanatical. Everything we stand for is not because William Branham said it, it is because it is the truth. Amen. And the message is not William Branham. William Branham is the messenger. The emphasis should be in the message, not the messenger. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you follow the divine timetable, you discover that the seven thunders is the next thing we are expecting. And for anybody to come and say it is already revealed and that William Branham revealed it, it is wrong. And this is why they think William Branham revealed it, because it is a mystery. And according to them, Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, it said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Now listen, I have heard them. What they say is they read it, and instead of mentioning mystery, can we get that verse? Listen to it. Can we get that verse? Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Can we get it? Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. This is the way it goes. It says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, he said, the mystery of God, is it mystery or mysteries? One. But do you know what? They will read it and call it mysteries. And if you read it as mysteries of God should be finished, then it means there is no other mystery that is left again. So why will you say seven thunder has not been revealed? Is it not a mystery? No. But that verse, the correct interpretation, they have not gotten it, many of them. One mystery should be finished. And it is English language. One mystery should, it means it's progressive. That means it will be rounding up. So what is the mystery? Apostle Paul brought it down for us in Ephesians chapter 3. What is the mystery? Can we read it? For the sake of those watching us. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah. From verse 1, so that you just get it properly. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? Gentiles. The seven church ages is for which people? It's for Gentiles. They rejected Jesus Christ, the Jews. He came to his own, but his own received him not. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 13, Apostle Paul said that the gospel was meant for you, but because you count yourself unworthy, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. They rejected him, they crucified him, and the gospel came to us. The story of Esther and Ahasuerus and Vashti, Queen Vashti, you know, turned down the invitation of the king. And the king put her away and decided to look for another queen to replace Vashti. And that and many maidens we are gathered to see who was qualified to be the queen. And we saw how that the queen, to be prepared for the king, the king had 7 chamberlains. A type of Revelation chapter 1 verse 16, 7 stars in the right hand of Jesus Christ. And verse 20 said they are the messengers to the 7 churches. And these are Gentile churches, talking about the Gentile church ages. The gospel will come to us, but it will be divided into 7 dispensations, known as the 7 church ages. Every age had a chamberlain to prepare the bride for that age, for the King Jesus. That's why we call ourselves the bride, because we have heard the voice of our chamberlain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's an interesting mystery that is going on in the kingdom of God now. And people are busy serving God, but without knowledge. That is where you see the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. Amen. Now let me read on. Verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. One mystery. As I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery, one mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. What is it? Verse 6 is the mystery. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. What is the mystery? The mystery is Gentiles, that we are not part of the covenant with Abraham. They were not part of the commonwealth of Israel. Hallelujah. Now, the mystery is that people that even Christ himself called dogs, now they occupy a higher position than even the covenant people, the Jews. That's why Jesus Christ said, the first, the Jews, shall be the last. And the last, the Gentiles, will be the first to go in the rapture and enjoy before the Jews will come up later. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the mystery. That is the mystery. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when that angel will begin to sound, and he began to sound from 1933. Hallelujah. He said that mystery will be rounded up, because it is in the seventh church age. That is the age that we see the rapture. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen, church. We have tried by all means to keep you sane as far as revelatory knowledge is concerned. So you don't go overboard in anything. Why? Because it is not in the amount of the knowledge of God's mysteries that you have that matters, but what that mystery has achieved in your Christian life. Does it make you a better Christian with that revelation? Or it has only turned you to be some fanatical, carnal person somewhere? You see? This entire message is supposed to produce the best Christians in the world. Because we know too much about God. So much until we should look like him. If you see me, you see Jesus. Amen. But Satan knows the strength of this light. He invaded us. Make sure he scattered us. In Nigeria, here, those who first received it. Amen. Those who first received this message. A bunch of carnal people. So carnal until they kill and kill and destroy this message. and the